Nothing excites Carrie and Tommy more than you hitting play on their catch-up. Well, maybe Nissan Intelligent. Easy to see why the Nissan X-Trail is the world's best-selling SUV.
Oh, nearly there, guys. Welcome to Thursday. Carrie Bickmore.
Hello.
Tommy
She's
Little.
Not happy, Buzz. She's not happy. We've got her off on the wrong foot already. She's she walked in and she said, My friend
you stitched me up yesterday and you all enjoyed it way too much. And I think I thought that everyone at home would understand what was happening, and they didn't. And all that happened is that people listening thought that you recorded me going to the toilet and you played it back to me. That's all that people think that's happened. And so now my friend is saying, why do you go to the toilet so loudly? For starters, are you constipated? I said, no, I'm not. And then I said, it was a joke. And she said, what do you mean? And I said, did you not hear it all? And she said, no, I had to do school pickup. And I was like, you missed the bit where I said it was a joke.
So if you did miss that audio of Carrie going to the loo, here it is.
Carrie.
You pretended that you followed me into the toilet and that I still had my mic. I mean, sorry, you didn't pretend you followed me into the toilet. All that was you took audio from when I was talking about my gym chat yesterday and I was pretending to be those guys that go, and you stitched me up.
Prove it.
I think we've got the bit
from
yesterday.
I can actually. Yeah,
prove it. And then the people that when they work out in a public space with public people that go,
okay.
And you're like, why? You don't need to do that. Okay. See? No! Don't put the plop-plops in there because they're not related. Stop plop-plopping.
Plop-plopping is worse than the actual thing. I mean, they did sound similar. I'll grant you that. But I'm not sure because the jury's still out. That could have been. I mean, next time, just don't take your microphone into the toilet, mate. And then we won't have
a problem.
Jeez, huge show coming up. Buzz
you better put me in a better mood. Have you got something good to tell me? What's happening today?
I have got some great stuff for you. We have a new featured reporter on this show.
Do we?
You're not going to believe it. Everybody is talking about him or her. It's a him. But everybody's talking about him. And we've got him exclusively to the Carrie and Tommy Show.
We never had anything exclusive.
No. Do you remember when Christian, our web guy, do you remember when we couldn't even get him exclusively?
I know.
He did the Channel 9 Today Show.
Yeah. I mean, why would you do that when you could do us?
Well, guess what? I've got an exclusive for you next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And I tell you what, can you get any less professional Bickmore?
What?
I mean, well, yesterday you go to the bathroom and leave your microphone on. In this song, you managed to duck out. To be honest, not only is it unprofessional, but it's actually pretty impressive. You left your microphone on. Buzz, do you have that audio?
I do,
what happened in that song?
I'm disturbed, but I'll. Congratulations.
Congratulations. You weren't even showing.
I mean, that's not far off the mark how I sounded when I gave birth too.
Even the popping noise?
No, it doesn't pop like that. We're not having champagne.
Okay.
Does this mean you're going to do this to me throughout the whole show? Is that what I can feel is happening here?
Well, it depends. If you just decide to be professional and stay in the studio, maybe none of that will happen. Hey, Bickers, I promise you a new exclusive reporter
to this show.
Because notoriously, we're bad at getting exclusives. Often we can't even get our own stuff.
No.
But yesterday, one man got behind the talking stick and he set the internet, the world, ablaze with his talk topic. And so I thought it would be unfair not to bring him back. Buzz, if you wouldn't mind.
The buzz around town.
Yeah. Good one, Tommy. Nice. I like that.
Thank you. Buzz.
What do you mean? So Buzz is running this segment again?
Yeah, it's a Buzz segment.
Is that because we were a bit tired today and couldn't come up with content?
No.
No. It's because, did you not hear what he came up with yesterday?
He didn't come up with that. The internet was divided about whether it was
Yanny or Laurel,
and you just brought it to us.
Buzz, play your opener again, bro.
I did play the wrong opener.
You're stuffing up your own segment.
No, this is Tommy's opener.
The buzz around town.
Yeah, boy. This is a bit of Inception because it's a segment with inside a segment.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What's happening?
I want to do this.
Five things that will blow your mind.
Figured I blew everyone's mind yesterday. May as well do it five times today.
Yeah, sure. That's not cocky at all. Well, I did it once yesterday. Why not five more?
Easy. You ready for this one? First one.
Yeah.
If you rip a fishing net, you have fewer holes than when you started.
I've always thought to myself, what happens when you rip a
fishing net? Why do I need to know that?
No,
it does blow my mind because I don't care.
Tommy, are you mind blown?
Oh, Buzz, I wish you had an explosion sound effect there because my brain is all over this studio.
You got to pop one.
All right. We can play that at birth again. All right, you ready? This one definitely will blow your mind. Did you know?
Before you tell us the second one, just tell me, did you Google things that will blow your mind?
And I went through about 80 websites to find 5 good ones. In fact, I've only got 4 here. I don't know what happened there.
Okay.
You know, it's impossible to hum while you hold your nose.
Guaranteed I can blow your mind.
Okay. It is.
It's not.
Oh, you're not doing it right, Carrie.
What?
No, it is. How are you doing that?
I don't know. I'm doing it.
I can't do it. Buzz, that's good.
So it hasn't blown my mind either.
Bigmore's a robot.
We are running out of time here, so I'm going to cut it down from 5 to 3. You ready for the third one?
No, give me the 5. I want more.
All right. Oh, God, look who's on board now. Yeah. Welcome.
Don't give her what she wants, Buzz. Don't even give her the next one.
All right, here's a quick one for you. Did you know you can dim the flashlight on your iPhone? All you do is hold down the icon to select the brightness. So if you go into your iPhone and you choose a little torch, if you hold it down, it'll give you like a dimming function that you can choose to go up or down.
Yeah.
Guaranteed I can blow your mind.
Everyone in the office is trying it. I can see it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, Buzz.
Thank you. Knew that,
though. That's great.
Come on, Buzz, really give good. Me one that I don't.
All right. And this one, Tommy, you've got some props for this. So I'm actually going to get Emma, who's in there with you right now, to give you some props. Yeah.
Okay, if, this is the last one. Maybe
this is the last one. It is, I promise. You can try this at home as well. Right. If you chew gum whilst cutting an onion, it will prevent you from bawling your eyes out.
Okay, this one I'm into. If this works, you have blown your mind.
Okay. Right now, so Tommy is chewing some gum. He's got an onion in front of him. We'll put the video up on our Instagram as well, at Carrie Tommy Show.
Let's do this.
Prep this a bit better, to be honest. Oh, well, okay.
What we can do, actually, we can throw it to the phones if you like. We'll go 131060. Give us a call. Blow our minds. I've just blown yours. I would love
after the break, we'll see if Tommy's crying or not.
131060. Blow our minds.
What? I should be chopping the onions because it's more realistic that I would chop the onions. And it's more realistic that I'd cry, probably. So,
what are you saying? This is a progressive show and men can chop onions too. Just because you think all women should be in the kitchen, mate. Come on.
Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, and I mean...
Okay, women, I'm close to having my mind blown.
Hang on, no.
What?
Just before, you can't just march back into the studio.
I can.
Like nothing's happened and suddenly take over the show. Buzz, wouldn't it be nice to work with a professional for once?
I know.
Instead of someone who just keeps leaving during the songs and doing God knows what.
Well, you're cutting onions. I had stuff to do.
Mate, you left your mic on, though. You left your mic on when you went out. Buzz, what was she up to?
She was cutting something else.
Is that me, wood choppy?
why did you find time to just get out there and mow the lawns?
Because I'm a busy woman. I can multitask.
You're a weird unit, I'll give you that.
I'm more interested in what's happening here because, Buzz, you brought us this new segment, 5 Things That'll Blow My Mind, and you only got to 3 and none of them blew my mind. And the fourth you're at is that if Tommy chews gums when he cuts the onion, he won't cry.
Yeah.
Now, you've been cutting onion while I've been off chopping trees, and what have you discovered?
That it doesn't help. I mean, I'm crying.
Are you crying?
Yeah, my eyes are very sore, yes.
But are you crying? Do you think it helps?
I'm not crying. I don't know. I usually do cry a lot, so maybe it has reduced the pain.
Because I did say it will prevent you from bawling your eyes out, and you don't look like a man who's bawling their eyes out to me.
I think you accept it as a defeat. Let's go to Jess. Maybe Jess can blow my mind. Jess, give me something.
By the time you die, you've eaten 7 spiders in your sleep.
Oh, I don't believe that one. It's hectic, right, Jess?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even think Jess believes it. Do you believe it, Jess?
I'm not sure.
I just think if that was true, you would at one stage wake up with a spider on your face.
Yeah,
and that's
probably
enough to make me never sleep again.
Yeah.
Imagine the things that are in your ears. Jess,
what do you mean? What things
are
in your ears?
Well, things must crawl into your ears too when you sleep that are in there that you know.
I am putting on a swimming cap. And
goggles.
And goggles.
Let's go to Jordan. Jordan, I'm yet to have my mind blown. What have you got for me?
Blow me, Jordan.
When you clean a vacuum cleaner, you become a vacuum cleaner.
Oh, I like that.
I mean, it hasn't blown my mind, but it has tickled my fancy.
I just reckon it's brilliant.
Angie, what have you got for us?
Oh, we need more, okay.
We need more. Angie, what have you got for us?
Okay, if you rotate your foot and in your right foot clockwise.
Yep, I'm doing
and
it
then,
now.
Okay, and then draw a number six with your finger in the air, your foot will automatically go anti-clockwise.
Yes, it did. Let me try it again. Okay, so I'm drawing my foot clockwise and then actually, no, that didn't work.
Oh, it does.
It didn't work. Is it working for you, Tommy?
Oh, you mean the other way. You've got to make your foot go anti-clockwise.
No, then
you've got to maybe do it anti-clockwise to start with.
Yeah,
you go clockwise to start with.
Oh, because I draw a six different to you. I start in the circle in the middle. Do you start from the tip?
Yeah, sort of from the ball of your foot and your toes. Start going clockwise. Draw the number six and your foot goes anti-clockwise.
No, no, so with your number six, are you starting in the middle?
Bored. Everyone's trying it. No one's getting it.
Oh,
Daniel, save me. Give me something. Hey, I mean, the only thing that I've found interesting so far that is if you clean your vacuum cleaner, you're a vacuum cleaner. Yeah. Give me something better than that.
Are you sitting down?
Yeah.
Sand is called sand because it's between the sea and the land.
Oh, amazing, mate. That's blown my mind.
Is that
actually why it's called that?
Oh, I believe so. I got told by someone, so I think so.
Buzz, play the tune. Guaranteed I can play your mind. That's amazing.
That didn't impress me.
What?
Oh, mate.
I blow everyone's mind. Don't worry, Daniel. You'll get there one day, mate.
No, he blew our mind. You didn't, mate.
Yeah. Don't worry. Buzz, you can blow in the
you
song.
You never have in your own segment again.
Come on.
It'll be back next week.
Great stuff. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy
Little. It's time for Bickmore's Bits. Here we go
now. The moment you've all been waiting for. I've got a royal wedding update.
I love this stuff. Oh, my God.
Just 2 days away, Tommy. Oh. Do you want to know who is going to be walking down the aisle with Harry and Meghan, who they're having as their bridesmaids and grooms for the Flower Kings?
Is it another Papa Markle update?
Nah, it's not. Well, actually, I can give you the update. He's recovering in a hospital in Mexico after his surgery. But it's been revealed that George and Princess Charlotte will be amongst the flower girls walking down the aisle. She's not having any bridesmaids. There's some other kids, her nieces and nephews that'll be involved. And Harry is just having William as his groomsman.
Why not? Wouldn't you be spewing if you were one of her good mates and you're like, are you kidding?
No, because remember what happened with Pippa Middleton? She outshone Kate.
Oh, yeah. There was that arse appreciation society.
Yeah, Megan's gone there.
Smart woman. Only
also, how's this for hectic? Don't know why I'm using that word again. I really need a new one. Samantha, you know Megan's half-sister Samantha that's been doing the rounds, doing interviews on every single news outlet that'll talk to her?
The one now that she's, wrote the book, Diary of a Pussy,
Princess or Sister or whatever.
Yeah,
she's recovering in hospital after a car crash with the paparazzi and she's broken her ankle.
Whoa.
She literally she wants to be a royal. She's gunning. She's trying to,
she's doing
get
real
that story
royal
line.
Stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all I've got for you, really. Is there anything else? Anyone else? No. Yeah, that's good. So we still don't know who's walking her down the aisle. But maybe her mum. I'd love it if it was her mum. Pardon?
I thought that was bits done. I was like, wow, that's a quick
pretty
bit.
Short bit. Nah. Yeah. Here's something that'll interest you. The Journal for the Royal Society of Open Science has found that women find men more attractive if they have long legs. Apparently, they did a survey of a whole lot of women, and women were more attracted to the men whose legs looked to be close to half their height.
Yes. So are you a fan of a leggy man?
I don't think I've really thought about it.
Buzz, would you describe me and you as leggy?
Definitely not.
I wouldn't know.
Oh, that's harsh, mate. Buzz and
I think you've got a long torso and short legs.
Me? That's really rough.
Is that fair, though?
It's very correct, yeah. It's just harsh.
I know how well you do with the ladies, I know there's no problem with you at all, which is why I can give you a hassle.
Legs would be nice because you know what happens with me? I bought jeans that have the knees ripped. Pre-ripped, and because my legs are too short, the rips are halfway down my shins.
Shins that are pre-ripped.
Yeah, I've just got these holes in my shins.
You know what made me laugh about this? Our producer, Caitlin, who wrote this script, has written, Surprisingly, things like elbows and knees didn't even get a look in.
Oh,
who's ever into elbows and knees?
It's me being funny.
Oh. Is it? I don't know if it is.
You reckon Caitlin's just got a weird elbow thing?
No. That'd be weird. I've got the knobbliest knees, and my poor kids have them too. Whenever I see photos of them, I'm like, oh, that's not what you wanted from your mum.
Have you ever noticed if you got your knees out that Caitlin's just staring at you?
And finally, there's a hashtag on Twitter that's gone gangbusters at the moment. It's hashtag end a relationship in four words. So people are posting what, you know, would end a relationship, the last four words that you'd say, the last four words that would tip you over the edge. It's become quite a joke. So Katy Perry has tweeted hashtag who ate my snacks.
Right.
Someone's tweeted hashtag make America great again. Another person's tweeted, I love pineapple pizza. I mean, that could be a relationship deal breaker.
What about I'm pregnant, it's yours?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You know what? I loved that song, Buzz. It's such a tune, right?
It's amazing.
And Bickers wasn't even here to see it.
I know, I only heard the end.
Yeah, because you ducked out. Well, luckily, you managed to leave your microphone on yet again.
Gosh, I'm an idiot. How do I keep doing this?
What did you get up to this time? Buzz, do you have the
audio? I do. Here it is.
First attempt, 100 kilos.
Well done.
Well done. I mean, I don't know where you find the time.
Honestly, I keep telling you, I'm a woman of many talents.
Where was the judge and
crowd? You can catch me at the CrossFit Games next year.
The CrossFit Games.
Hey, impressed that I knew that.
There's something, hey, I didn't know. Is it a thing?
Yeah, it is.
Is it a real thing?
It's actually incredible, the CrossFit Games.
What a collection of people that wouldn't be great to hang out with, though.
No, they are. I've hung out with a lot of them. They're gorgeous.
CrossFit people are very culty, aren't they?
Nah, I reckon that's a bit of a myth.
Could be the one near me. They used to have a slogan that said, if you can't fix it with squats or steaks, you'll die.
Oh, well, they're not fun people to hang out with.
Sort of judged them on. Hey, Picker, something I wanted to talk to you about. We had the PM in yesterday, and as you know, I tried to bestow upon him a present.
Into the present. I mean, I don't know why you ever thought it was going to be a good idea to give him that present.
Why not?
Because he's the Prime Minister, and your mugs that you were trying to give him are really offensive.
They just say swear words on them. Yeah. He's a fully grown adult.
One of them has the swear word that no one ever says. I mean, I said it on national TV about 8 years ago and I almost lost my job.
Yeah, I still don't know how you kept your job, to be honest.
Exactly. So I'm saying to you, that's not a cup to give to the Prime Minister.
Well, so these are my keep cups that you're talking about. Mm. And what you don't realise is that actually to get the keep cups in the first place was quite the mission. Thanks, Buzz. So we didn't have any keep cups in the studio, but I came up with the idea. We should give him the keep cups.
Oh.
Great question. I didn't have time to go home to get them and get back in time for the PM. You can't make the PM wait, right? So I thought I'll smuggle them in an Uber. So I called Luke, my housemate, and I said, bro, I've called an Uber to the house. Can you just put four keep cups in the Uber?
And he, can you do that? Can you not travel and you can just put stuff in an Uber?
You can just put stuff in an Uber.
Can I just put my kids in an Uber?
Totally.
Can I?
Yeah, of course you can. It's actually because then you can track it and you can see because you can watch on your phone. Oh, so I realised.
Sit at home and watch TV and just have them have the Uber taxing them around all their sport.
Well, perfect. This bloke, because this bloke was a bit like, what? And Luke just goes, just go to the address. He'll be waiting out the front. And so then I watched the little map.
This is so spy-ish.
Isn't it?
It's awesome.
I watched the little map. And then as I saw him approaching, I went downstairs, saw him, gave him a wave, went and I grabbed the cups.
Did you give him one of your mugs?
No, I didn't because he looked at me like, these are definitely full of drugs.
Oh.
Yes. He was like scared. He was like, this is weird. Because he's like, why would anyone just deliver four
keep cups? I mean, it's a good question. Yes.
And especially then when I said, don't worry, it's for the Prime Minister. Like such a
he's
such
off his head.
Yeah, it's such a weird thing to add. But then the conversation got started around the office of me moving these things. And someone said that is quite a popular way for people to move nefarious products around the state. Yeah. So
that's a bit unfair for the Uber driver. if well, they don't know what they're ferrying.
Often they don't know. So they will hide them in other things. So they'll put like them inside a card or something. They'll say, this is full of money, or this is, and money is a bad example, but they'll put that like in, you know, with a bottle of wine or something, and they'll be like, they've got to deliver this wine, box of shoes, something like that.
So what would happen if the police pulled them over? Would they be done for smuggling it, or would they be able to say they didn't know?
That's a great question, mate, and I'm not sure because I'm not a copper.
No.
But it is still a bit of fun. And I thought, not only this, there's probably heaps of stuff that goes on in the Uber that we don't know about.
No, of course.
And I thought we should get to the bottom of it. On 131060, if you're an Uber driver, I'll take cabbies, I'll take taxify drivers, I'll take the new one. Hola! I'll take you drivers. Give us a call on 131060. Let's do the first ever...
Uber Driver Insider.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know why we've gone with that name.
Uber Driver Insider.
Yeah, because you like it.
I mean, if you say it the wrong way, it's a bit weird. But if you say it the right way, it just sounds like you want the inside word. Yeah,
it sounds like you're an Uber driver and you're gonna call up and we're going to say, what's inside you?
Yeah.
Give us a call, 131060. Tell us your secret tales from inside the Uber. What happened?
Uber Driver Insider.
Big Moore and Tommy Little.
Mate, maybe you shouldn't be throwing these words at me because you're the one that just re-entered the studio and you happened to have your mic on that whole time when you were outside, and we managed to record a bit of what you got up to involving our web guy, Christian.
Oh, hey, Carrie, what's wrong? Carrie? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, Carrie Bickmore. Where's Christian?
He was just getting a bit annoying, really. No, web guy Christian, I love you. Are we done now? Do you think you've used my enough times in as many capacities as you can think of?
Nah, we'll find some more.
I've birthed a baby, I've birthed a poo, and I have lifted a whole lot of weights.
I never want to hear again.
What, birth to poo?
Oh,
often you birth a poo and a baby at the same time.
Wow, do you?
Yeah.
Which one's bigger?
I don't know, because often they're so clever they take it away so quickly you can't tell the poo, not the baby. Anyway.
Girl, things can be
hectic. They can. We're talking about Uber Driver Insider, the goss that you're getting as an Uber driver, and I love the fact that quite a few people have called to say they're drivers and they're not allowed to take kids. I wasn't genuinely going to send my kids off in the back of the Uber driver.
You could totally do that. Why couldn't you do that?
No, I wouldn't do that. I'm not doing
that. Why? You chuck kids in a cab, don't you? I don't have kids, I realise.
No.
Just then. Okay.
No, I'm not chucking them. I'm driving them. I am a responsible parent.
This is because we, of course, ferried the Keep Cups the other day in the back of an Uber. The Uber driver thought it was drugs. And then we got to chatting and I realised a lot of people apparently are smuggling, you know, nefarious product in the back of an Uber.
Jenna, what nefarious product are you smuggling?
I am smuggling wigs in
So what do you put them in? Do you just put them on like on a head and put the head in the back seat, or do you?
Yeah, so they're on like foam heads, and I put about 20 or 30 in the back of their seats and send them off.
Oh, I'd be so scared if I was the Uber driver and someone just started piling in fake heads into the back of my car.
Imagine if you drove past the Uber just as you were driving along, and there's just a whole back seat full of heads.
That's my life.
And so you don't get in with the heads. You just put them in there.
Yeah, so I book the Uber and then I quickly call them and I say, oh, it's not going to be me. I'm just going to put some wigs in your back seat. Is that okay? And they always say yes, quite puzzled. Oh. And then they show up and I've got a lot of wigs.
Wow.
That's awesome, Jenna. What about Bree? Bree, what are you smuggling in the back of the Uber?
Medical devices.
Whoa. Oh. What type of stuff?
So stents and mesh for hernias and heart operations.
Oh, like for urgent stuff, if you need something quickly?
Yeah, yeah. So if there's an urgent case where the patient's on the table, they haven't got enough stuff on the shelf or they don't have the right size on the shelf, they'll give us a call. We'll organise to put it in Uber and send it out over to them.
And you're just getting a bloke named Praheet and a RAV4 to rock up and just chuck them back in his
and
car.
Save a life.
I don't know if that worries me or heartens me. I think
he's not going to fiddle with it on the way.
It's a sealed box, so it's fine, yeah.
Wow, that's great. Good on you. Okay, who else we got biggest?
We got Marjan. Oh, no, Mayan. Is that it?
Marjan, yeah.
Yeah, Marjan. What, are you an Uber driver yourself?
I slept in the end.
What weird stuff
this
you picked up?
It happened last weekend. I got a job and I went to what I thought I was going to pick up somebody. A gentleman came out and gave me a carton sort of gift bag with a bottle of wine inside.
Yes.
And just told me to take it to the given address, which was not even the golf course, so this was in surgery. So when I got to service, being a Saturday night, I was quite busy. When I got there, I called the phone to let the person know that I'm outside and you can come get the bag. And when I called the person, it ended up being a mate of mine.
Oh.
And I thought, oh, I will just call Steve. And I said, oh, Steve, how you doing? And I said, my buddy, and I thought he was you. So I was laughing. So he's like, no.
Mayan, I'm going to have to stop you there because we can't actually hear you because of your bad line. Like, I think it feels like you've taken the Uber driver insider literally and you're calling us from inside a tunnel, but we can't hear you
very
well.
Under 7 feet of water.
I know. I think what Mayan was going to say was that at the bottom of the wine bag, there was a whole lot of Viagra pills.
How do you know that's what he was going to say?
Because that's what my producer just typed to me. They weren't my pills, I promise.
Is that what you smoked? So we started with head on the back seat and then we ended up at Viagra. This is a classy segment.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because you know my gorgeous housemate, Luke McGregor.
Oh, I love that man.
Yeah. You may know him from his hit TV show, Lukewarm Sex, or Rosehaven, for those who don't know, the ginger prince of comedy.
Or just from his stand-up. One of the funniest stand-up comedians I've ever seen.
He's got the funniest bones I've ever met, of a human. How's this for a very Luke McGregor situation? He was out the other night. He loves a froth.
And does then, he?
Yeah.
Doesn't Stripe is a man that loves a drink?
It's red wine. It's his absolute poison. Yeah, he gets real red
wine. Does he get that red wine mouth?
Yeah, and it's like, oh, yeah. Oh, cuz, I think I've had a few too many. but poor boy always loses stuff, and it's always his glasses. He needs his glasses to see, and he always gets blind and comes home, and he's like, oh, no, buddy, I've lost my glasses again. Oh, no. And as the other night, we were both at a comedy gig together, and then he told me, I left early, and he told me the next day that someone took his jacket, right? And I said,
that's
fine.
It.
Yeah, and he
from
goes, nah. Yeah, from the gig. And he goes, nah, because my glasses were in my jacket. And I was like, oh, no. And he goes, it's all right. I got it back. And I said, what happened?
Oh.
And he goes, he went up to security. And he goes, said to security, he goes, someone just saved my jacket. And the security went, well, I'll have a look at the cameras. We've got security footage through this whole place. Yeah.
I love when that's used to solve crimes.
Yeah, and he goes, come and have, you can watch it with me. So Luke got to watch his jacket being stolen.
This is amazing.
Yeah, by this lady. And he goes, oh, no, my jacket got stolen. But then they kept watching, and the lady just went to another room in the bar and didn't move. And so Luke goes, hang on, like, is she? And the guy goes, yeah, she's still sitting in there. And
he had to confront the robber.
Yeah, and you know how good at confrontation he is.
Can I please, maybe if you don't mind, I just got my jacket back.
excuse me, no, you have it. security, I still can't believe now that I think about it, security didn't go. But Luke went, I'll go. So he went up to the lady and said, excuse me, is that, he asked, instead of saying that's my jacket, he said, is that my jacket? And the lady turned to him. He somehow found out later that she was a prison guard, right?
She turned to him. He didn't know that at the time, though.
Didn't know that at the time. She turned to him and she goes, oh, you're lucky you came. And he goes, sorry? And she goes, you got a really nice jacket and I was going to take it.
She was going to take it?
Yeah, she didn't even cover it up or anything. And he goes, my glasses are in the pocket of that jacket. And she goes, oh, all right. And then hands out his jacket and for him to take, how's this? For some final words, just when you think, you know what, Luke isn't the savage, aggressive type, have a guess what he said to her. As he took his jacket back off this lady, he looked her in the eyes.
I can guess. I reckon I actually know what he said.
He said, sorry.
I thought it was going to be thank you, but no, sorry, said, apologizing sorry. For having his own jacket
goes,
back.
Sorry. And she goes, that's all right.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Were you eating nuts, Carrie?
She's lost all sense of what's right and wrong, has she, Tommy? Or not?
Oh, well, also, what a great two sentences to put together. Well, Hughes is in the studio and Carrie's got nuts in her mouth.
Well, after watching The Project last night, I mean, it's all about her downstairs area, isn't it?
So, mate, I didn't even see it. I just saw it on news.com.au.
Nah, it's all there anyone's talking about.
It's not.
There was a headline.
Absolutely. It's the most clicked on story for the day for news.com. Don't worry about atrocities anywhere in the world. It's all about Carrie and the fact that her Prince Harry one piece all involved the first time there's been...
Hair down there.
I'd like Carrie to say it. She said it at like 7 o'clock last night.
I said
night.
It, mate. If you didn't catch a project, then you missed it.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, it's a similar sort of time slot, isn't it?
You know? And Hughesy wants to hear it again from you. I don't think it helps with Hughesy's visuals if I'm saying it.
I'll tell you who ruined it. Hallie, like, straight away saying he does have a hair down there. So, I mean, you know, put everyone.
It was a real emotional rollercoaster for you.
Hey,
I was going to say, Hughes, you were mentioning before about Laurel and Yanny.
Yes.
The thing that Buzz brought to us.
Laurel. Now, that's definitely Laurel there, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's 100%. Laurel. But you know what? I heard a bit of a replay of our conversation yesterday where me and Kate Langbrook said we thought it was Laurel all the way. And on the replay, it sounded like Yanny. So it made us.
Well, you know what's interesting? The guy we had on last night, we had a linguist, like an audio linguist on the project last night, and he was saying.
Was he cunning?
Yes. Is he a cunning linguist?
Was he cunning?
Where did you come from? You've arrived just in time.
I was lured in. You know
what? Did you hear we were calling you?
I was on the phone to my scammer.
Where are we at? Where are we at?
Something terrible happened. I said to him, I'd like to do a video call. And he went, okay. And then he video called me. Oh, my God. You've never seen people panic like it.
But how did his voice go?
Hold on. So did you see him?
No, because, of course, guess what, Carrie?
What?
His camera wasn't working.
Oh.
Anyway, proceed. Tell me about your cunning linguist.
I was just going to tell you that the linguist was saying that you hear it differently if you're close to a speaker or away from a speaker. So, Hughesy, you're probably hearing it when we do it together here with the noise coming straight through your headphones, but when you heard it back, you might have heard it from a speaker that was far away.
If you're close to the speaker, it's Laurel. If you're far away from the speaker, it's Yanny. Yes, so there you go. And Buzz, I think I need to applaud Buzz one more time.
Do. Thank you.
We had a meeting with our producers and we were talking you up, Buzz.
They were like, we had it as well.
You didn't hear the show today, did you?
No, did you give him a good
we gave him another segment, things that'll blow your mind, and not one
and
of
worked.
The things blew my
no,
mind.
No, I heard the attitude that from you, Carrie. I didn't realise that was Buzz's segment.
Yeah. You know, Buzz is like lightning, Carrie. It's very unlikely he's going to strike twice.
Mate, did your mother hear me talking her up yesterday, Buzz? Oh,
yes, she did. She did.
She did.
Why do you sigh heavily at that, right. Buzz?
I don't know. It's just a bit weird, isn't it?
You can be proud of your hot mum.
Hey, guys, we've got to get out of here. Let's chat about this tomorrow. Hughesy and Kate, they are in next time you're in Sydney for your comedy show. Tell us a bit about that.
Only tickets left Saturday afternoon, Buzz.
All right, perfect. TommyLittle.com is where you get them. We'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.
Versatile, intelligent. Yeah, we could be talking about Carrie and Tommy, but we're not. We're talking the Nissan X-Trail, the world's best-selling SUV.